Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
My man, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, or the MMA Hour, as we call it, of course, all about the UFC, Strikeforce, the Bellator, Fighting Championships. Those are the three main MMA leagues, no question about that. Bellator, we'll get to that a little bit later. Of course, the UFC tonight, UFC 143 live tonight. And man, I'm going to tell you, I think Nick Diaz is the most feared guy in the entire world. If there was ever a guy I wanted to bring into an alley with me, I wouldn't bring some heavyweight, wouldn't bring super heavyweight like Vitaly Klitschko or any of those guys. I bring Nick Diaz with me because I think Nick Diaz is one of the baddest dudes on the planet, no question about that. And when he takes on Carlos Condit tonight in the UFC 143 main event, which starts at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, you'll realize why I say he is the baddest man in MMA as far as toughness. He's sort of like Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston, George Foreman, Arturo Gatti. Put all those guys together, and that's what Nick Diaz is all about. So that's UFC 143 tonight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Our guests this hour will include, of course, former MMA fighter, the jiu-jitsu expert himself, Matt Allmeat Grizzle, will be here first, and then we'll bring in the genius, I mean the genius, the most prolific writer in MMA history, I think the best writer in the entire world. And I say this week in and week out because I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com, will be here about 25 minutes past the hour. So we do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and the Internet Worldwide.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Very interesting. Neither fighter looking at each other. Not one time did they look up and look in each other's eyes. Fedor expressionless. Tim Sylvia says again, I have nothing to lose. It's finally here. The Affliction people give it to us. Fedor Emelianenko on U.S. soil fighting the former UFC heavyweight champ. It's Tim Sylvia.
This is the kind of fight you live for right here.
Yeah, this is for the WAMA heavyweight belt. Big John. Oh, nice. Sharp left there by Fedor.
Same position Randy Couture had Tim Sylvia, but he's got the
chance. He tapped out. 36 seconds.
That is why.
Fedor Emelianenko. You want to know why? He is the greatest fighter on the planet today. That is why. Tim Sylvia shaking his head in disbelief.
The late Biggie Smalls bringing us back from the break. I dug his rap. I wasn't a rap guy, but Biggie was okay. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of MMA and boxing. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years. That's right. We're talking Guinness Book of World Records. We're here each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, Channel 2, the American Forces Network, live worldwide on the internet, and of course, all our Sports Byline affiliates as well. My next guest needs no introduction. If you've heard this show before, if you read my website, he's been a writer, a contributing writer for a long time. He's a former jiu-jitsu expert. He is a current jiu-jitsu expert, a former jiu-jitsu practitioner. I'm talking about Matt All Meat Grizzle. What's up, big time, Matt?
Hey, not much. Pedro's just getting ready for the fight tonight. Got a lot of them going down tonight.
All right. I don't want to talk about tonight as much as I want to talk about last week. The second show on Fox, Rashad Evans went to 17-1-1 with a five-round unanimous nod over Phil Davis in a very lackluster match. The scores were 50-45 across the board, meaning it was a shutout. Was Phil Davis in way over his head?
You know, on a physical level, no, but on a mental level, well, yes, absolutely. He was really struggling in the spotlight. I kind of saw a little anxiety in his eyes when he walked out. He seemed all right at the weigh-ins, but the night of, you could tell he was a little anxious. And Rashad's a veteran now, and he kind of really schooled Phil. I think he'll learn a lot from it. But Rashad did what he had to do. But again, UFC struck out. I felt with that whole card, it was pretty lackluster and disappointing.
Okay, we'll go into some of the other bouts on the card. Of course, that was UFC, the second Fox show, the first being November the 12th. It lasted about a minute and 6 seconds when Cain Velasquez dropped the UFC heavyweight title to current title holder Junior Dos Santos. Now, Junior Dos Santos is going to meet Alistair Overeem in June, right?
Yeah, and that'll be one fight I wouldn't want to miss. That's a dream fight right there at the heavyweight. I think the best two in the world right now by far, and that'll be real exciting to watch. I expect a stand-up war.
How has Overeem went from a guy with not a good record to being like the top-ranked contender in the world just by winning 12 straight and doing it impressively?
Well, I think a lot had to do with it. He had that adapting period where he came from his kickboxing background in the K-1, and he became a mixed martial artist, and he had to really adapt to that. And there was a lot of learning on the job converting from K-1 to MMA. And he did that, and he also, you know, was maybe having some problems at 205 and then decided to become heavyweight. Looking at him now, it's absolutely unbelievable that that guy ever fought at 205, but he fought there for a while, and he's all, once he made up the commitment to heavyweight, he's had nothing but success.
Do you think the Nevada State Athletic Commission harassed him over those steroid tests, making him fly into London to take steroid exams and all that kind of good stuff? Don't you think they pushed the envelope a little bit too far?
Yeah, and I don't know if it has to do with, you know, a lot of people with whispers about him and his physique, and I know a lot of fighters jokingly say he takes a lot of vitamins, but, you know, it kind of reminds me of what the commission did with the Cotto fight with against Margarito, when the eye wasn't swollen enough to stop the fight, but then due to past things and past anxieties, they stopped the fight anyway.
Okay. Let's go back to last week's Rashad Evans win over Phil Jackson. Now sets him up for a fight with the once-beaten John Bones Jones. And I think that betting on Jones over Rashad Evans sort of like betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao if that fight were to ever happen. In other words, I think it's like stealing money. I think Jones is at the top of his game. I know there's a lot of ways to lose MMA fights, but I just can't see John Jones losing to Evans. Can you?
No, I don't. But to your point, there are a lot of ways to win, a lot of ways to lose. So I think if you're wanting to steal money, a bet on Mayweather over Pacquiao would definitely be the easier steal. But, he's a new breed. John Jones.
That's why Manny won't fight him. Manny knows, listen, if Manny can't lick Juan Manuel Marquez, who Floyd Mayweather shut out for 36 minutes, he didn't even win a minute against Floyd Mayweather, and he struggles against Marquez. Pacquiao's told he needs a knockout in the 12th round to win, comes out, doesn't get the knockout, and yet he still gets a decision. I mean, I thought the decision really stunk badly. What do you think? Was it a bad call?
When you look at the past, it's hard not to be a little concerned with it. But I felt it was fair. That being said, Floyd is just a horrendous matchup for Pacquiao. It would be a nightmare for him, and I feel he'd get stopped somewhere in the mid to late rounds, maybe more close to 6 through 8.
Okay. Some people think I have the biggest mouth in MMA and boxing. I don't. That probably belongs to Chael Sonnen, who went to 27-11-1 with the unanimous nod over Britain's Michael Bisping, 22-4, in a match that featured two of the best talkers in the world of combat sports. When it comes to promos, few people can beat Chael Sonnen. But did Sonnen win this fight? It was pretty close, and a lot of guys had it both ways. Well, what's up?
Absolutely. It was a very close fight. It could have gone either way. I don't have a problem with the decision on this. One thing I think that I feel that judges do in MMA is when you have two early, the 3-round fights on a 10-point must, you have two close rounds, they usually split them. If they gave one guy a close round, even if the guy maybe should have won both rounds, they're going to split them. I see that trend a lot. They're splitting the rounds, and they're going to let that third round be the determining factor, and I feel like that's what they did, and I kind of expected that when both rounds were pretty close, but you probably would have edged Michael Bisping for both the first two, but being that they were so close, split the rounds, let the third round decide it, and Chael dominated the third.
Okay, Chael dominated Anderson Silva over here in Oakland, California about a year and a half ago before he lost in the 5th round with a submission, and of course he tested positive for steroids after that. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Brian Alvarez last week. Should fighters be allowed to use testosterone supplements if their testosterone level has dropped to the point where their body's not producing any because they've used illegal steroids? Does that sound right to you?
Well, it depends on the reason. For that reason, I don't think it's right. If they have abused their body by taking things that they shouldn't have been taking legally in the first place and to get an edge on the competition, it's caused things like what we saw a lot of the baseball players. Jose Canseco, I know, had like zero testosterone and was having to take a lot because of what he had done for so many years. If you've done that, no, I don't think so. You did it to yourself. If you have some sort of genetic or birth defect that causes you to have low testosterone levels, that's different. So I think it depends on the circumstance.
Okay. Last week, Damian Maia was the favorite on this Fox card. He now is 15-4. He lost a unanimous nod. He was outpointed by Chris Weidman, who was an All-American wrestler and of pretty good guy. He was undefeated. I think he's now like 8-0 or 9-0. But the bottom line is the kid was pretty green. You and I sort of talked about that previously. Was this a major upset?
It was to me for two reasons, really. One, Maya should have been more experienced and been able to handle himself better. And two, because Chris had to take the fight on short notice and cut so much weight. And Maya was the one who looked like he had cut just as much as weight, if not more. That was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing fight. Weidman has a legitimate excuse. He had to cut a lot of weight. He was gassed, and he looked like a drunk in the third round. But Maya doesn't have an excuse, in my opinion. And I like Damian Maya, but that was embarrassing. That last round looked like UFC 1 with some of those guys coming in not knowing what they were doing almost.
Okay, we were introduced with a Fedor Emelianenko soundbite against, I think, Tim Sylvia. Fedor is going to take on Bobby Lashley, the former professional wrestler, the guy that sort of flopped in MMA. Is that a fight?
I don't know. I mean, of course, just not 18 months ago, that would have been called a circus act. Now, you're not sure what shape Fedor is in mentally, although he did just get a win over a rugged veteran, Jeff Monson, who's a tough, tough guy, so he's snapped his losing streak. That being said, yeah, I still think that Fedor has enough to deal with Lashley. And, you know, we don't know what he's capable of. He's evolving quickly, but I question his mental toughness. He kind of, in his fight, he did lose in Strikeforce against Chad Griggs. He basically mentally folded. So, no, I don't think it's a fight. But you never know. We may be surprised again. We'll see. Either Fedor has fallen even further than we thought he already has, or Lashley's picked it up. We'll just have to see.
Matt, I'll meet Grizzle. Matt, all the best to you. Say hi to the family.
Will do. Thanks, Pedro.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA and boxing. For us, next up, the genius himself, Dave Meltzer, TheWrestlingObserver.com. Of course, he has a weekly newsletter. It has about 40 to 50,000 words in it. It's my Bible. If you'd like to talk to Dave, we have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. There's nothing you want to know. Cause about the time you lose your thing, then you got to blow. You know you got what it takes to be the untold boss. Use your wisdom carefully. Don't be too long.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Yes, Sabu's taking a little bit of a beat here.
Oh, there's a shot. Very heavy.
He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
The referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Well, let's see how much more punishment. Now he taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
That is the guitar of my good buddy, Jeff Tamalier, formerly the Tower of Power. Of course, Tower of Power, you can check out my work with Tower of Power at towerofpower.com. Hit the message board, Pedro's Song of the Month. It is there live each and every month. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. Let's go to the Tower of Power when it comes to the world of MMA and pro wrestling, folks. Of course, I'm talking about the most prolific writer, I think, in the history of MMA. I'm talking about Mr. Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer newsletter. What's up, Big Dave?
Hey, how are you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing pretty good. You sound pretty pumped up this morning. You excited about UFC 143 tonight?
You know what? It's not a big marquee show, but I do think that it's going to be a good action show. So, yeah, I'm excited about the Diaz-Condit fight. I think that it can almost I would be very surprised if it's not a great fight, and I'm also excited about Hinnan Burrell and Scott Jorgensen because I think it's going to be a very good fight. So, I'm kind of into the show.
You know, I've walked down some mean streets in my life, and I thought that North Philadelphia was pretty rough. I thought some parts of Detroit were rough. I thought some parts of Tijuana were rough. And I thought one street in Argentina when I was in Buenos Aires was pretty tough. But if I was to walk down any of those streets and I had to have a guy with me, I think I'd want to have Nick Diaz with me. Why do you think I feel that way? He just seems to be like the real deal.
He's the real deal. To all of those guys, those guys are quick to, we saw it in the cage in the that Elite show, or the Strikeforce show, which pretty much kicked Strikeforce off to CBS. And, you know, they're too quick to ire. And I mean, I've seen it with Nick and Nate, you know, Nick more than Nate, but on several occasions, the show in Hawaii, which actually I thought was just great, you know, the way that whole thing with KJ Noons and his dad and Nick and Nate and everybody. Uh-huh. I mean, I think a lot of people thought it was really bad for the sport, and probably was, but it got a lot of interest at that time. Now, the one on CBS, I remember being, because I was in Nashville that night, and when I watched that thing went down, I go, oh, this is so bad. This is the worst thing possible. And it's one thing to have a brawl on Showtime when you can build up a rematch on Showtime when, you know, not that many people are watching, and it's another on CBS to have this big brawl that gets you kicked off the network, which is what happened, and you know, so, I mean, sometimes Diaz is good for business and sometimes he's bad for business. But I think this is one of those things where if Diaz wins tonight, Diaz and St. Pierre is going to be the biggest fight of the year. So that's why I'm rooting for that, because I'm rooting for a big fight. And I've seen Diaz in fights where Diaz stirs emotions in people. You have people who just want to see him get beat really bad. And you have people who just love to back him because he's a unique person. He's what he is. He's, you know, I thought UFC did a great job on the countdown specials. I don't know how many people watched them on FX, but they had like 90 straight minutes of it last night, maybe even longer because I tuned out after 90 minutes. But I was watching FX last night, watching all the Diaz Condit stuff, and it was really good. And George St. Pierre was phenomenal on those on the second week, which where he was just begging for Nick Diaz to win this fight so he can knock Nick Diaz out. So I don't know that he will, but that's what he's saying.
We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, of the WrestlingObserver.com. Of course, the Wrestling Observer radio show airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, Diaz is 26-7. He's on like a, is he on a 12-fight winning streak now?
Some number like that, yeah.
12, 13 fights, something like that.
12 or 13, yeah. I remember I wrote a story when it was 11, and that was a couple fights back, so I think it's 12.
Okay, you know, he sort of reminds me of a young George Foreman, Sonny Liston, Arturo Gatti, and Muhammad Ali all put together. And what do I mean by that? Diaz is powerful, fierce, gutsy, unforgiving, feared, and highly skilled. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if I would put him at that caliber as far as the thing, although he's very skilled when it comes to, you know, His jiu-jitsu is really good. His boxing for MMA is really good. I don't know that he would do great in boxing per se, but his boxing for MMA is really good. And his only weakness that we've seen is against top-flight wrestlers, but it's been so long since he's fought a top-flight wrestler that we don't know. And Condit's not a top-flight wrestler. You know, now George St. Pierre is a top-flight wrestler. So that's why that will test. But this one, you know, it's I don't think it's going to test. And the reality is that if DJ Penn, who is a good grappler, great grappler, never got Diaz off his feet once, I don't think that Condit's going to do it. Now, Condit's got really strong knees, and if he can counter a body shot with a knee, he might be able to hurt Diaz. He definitely has a chance. He's a knockout guy. He's a finisher. Rule out Condit winning, but I certainly favor Diaz.
All right, you talked about knees. A couple of weeks ago, Jose Aldo was fighting in Brazil. Does he have the best knees in MMA?
God, it's hard to think of.
Pretty close, huh? Knees.
Jose Aldo Jose Aldo.
Oh, Jose Aldo.
Great.
Right.
He's a great all-around fighter. I think the only times he hasn't looked good is when he's tried to cut too much weight. When he's actually, like, feeling good, he's a monster.
Okay, Condit comes in at 27-5, and of course that is the main event of UFC 143. And of course he's taking on my man, Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz out of Stockton, California, the bad boy that he is, 26-7. These guys lost a lot of fights early on. Were they learning on the job or what?
Yeah. I mean, Condit lost one. I think Condit lost maybe once in UFC to Martin Campman, which was a great fight. I remember being at that fight, and I thought Condit lost the fight, but it was close. And I think he had a close one with Jake Ellenberger that could have gone either way. And Jake Ellenberger's a top contender as well. I think I got that one wrong, but I think that's
okay.
Different weight class.
Diaz and Condit goes a route, it'll be a bloodbath, won't it?
Yeah, but as far as Diaz, Diaz lost a bunch of fights early on in UFC to wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
So that's what happened, and that's why people have that thing he's not good against wrestlers. And we don't. The reality is we don't know, because when he left UFC and went to Strikeforce, and he never lost a fight in Strikeforce. They did not match him with wrestlers. They matched him with strikers. They matched him with guys he could have good fights with, and he had good fights with them. So as far as, like, his weakness against wrestlers, you know, we will find that out in UFC, because win, lose, or draw, the Fitches and the Koscheks and those guys are gonna be in there with Diaz at some point, whether it's for the championship, whether it's both guys going to get a championship shot. You know, you're going to face a lot of good wrestlers in UFC, so we'll see about that weakness. But this is not the thing, like I said, this is not the night where that perceived Diaz weakness is going to show up, because Condit is not a great wrestler.
Okay, before I go to the break, I got a hard break coming up here. Where will the prelims be? Will they be on Spike, Fuel TV, FX? Where are they going?
Okay, there's 2 hours starting at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific on FX, and then there's going to be an hour before that on Facebook, which would be at 7 and
4.
4. Yeah.
So how many fights do you have, like 20 fights?
6, 11.
11 fights. Well, that's a lot of fights in an MMA card, no question about that. Of course, Dana White, the president of the UFC, answering some charges this week. We'll talk about the federal investigation into the UFC being a monopoly. We're talking with Dave Meltzer, folks, the most prolific writer in MMA, no question about that. He, of course, depends the once-weekly Wrestling Observer newsletter, which scores about like an 11 out of 10 when I get it. Of course, I got my copy yesterday. I read the entire thing last night. It's like my Bible. I really enjoy it. And if you get a chance, you ought to try to subscribe to it as well. Dave, give them a real quick before the break how they can subscribe to the newsletter.
Just go to WrestlingObserver.com, and there would be go on the daily update. There's one every day, and on the front page they have it. And it actually will have a big description of the issue that Pedro just read, and there'll be all the details on how to subscribe. Or you can subscribe by email, and that will also be on the site.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA unboxing. Of course, Dave Meltzer is our guest. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and for you folks in the Virgin Islands, it's toll-free there as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, and, of course, live worldwide via the fabulous Internet.
There you are, in a swanky bar. Your shirt is ironed perfectly, and you smell like class. There's a beautiful woman beside you. You can't hear what she's saying, and frankly, you don't care, but you smile politely when she pauses. You know what's coming next, and a gentleman never disappoints. It's a good thing you have Rock Hard Weekend. That one little pill will make sure you leave her swinging from the chandelier. Rock Hard Weekend, the ultimate male performance enhancer, can be found at your local CVS, Kroger, GNC, and many others.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3333. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3333.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hand! think so. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
When all else fails, I got to groove.
We are grooving right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, of course, the cable radio network, Channel 2 and worldwide on the internet. That is the Tower of Power with my man, Larry Braggs, on lead. And if you didn't know, I discovered Larry Braggs. He was with Executive Suite when I was introducing the band down at a club on Fisherman's Wharf about 15 years ago. And then, you know, next thing you're doing, he's the lead singer of Tower of Power. And Tower of Power's had about 15 lead singers in 40-something years, and Larry's been with them the longest. So congratulations to Larry and, of course, the Tower of Power. And, of course, Emilio Castillo, a big boxing and MMA fan. He has got a new studio album he's working on right now as I speak before they go back on the road here in February. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Enough Tower of Power. We're back to our Tower of Power when it comes to MMA. I'm talking about Dave Meltzer. And Dave, let's talk about tonight's card before we get to the business
of it. I just want to make one thing real quick. When I was talking earlier about Condit and Ellenberger, that is I actually did remember things right. And Condit won a very close decision over Jake Ellenberger, but his only loss in UFC was to Martin Kamp, and his other losses were all earlier in his career.
Okay. The last time I saw Fabricio Werdum, he sort of looked like a Brazilian hooker. He was on his back with his legs up in the air.
You watched the Overeem fight?
Yeah.
the Overeem fight where his whole mentality was, I can't take him down, I don't want to stand with him, so I'm just going to... The thing with Werdum is Werdum, when he fought Fedor, he had this absolutely brilliant strategy, which was, the first time Fedor touches me, I'm going to pretend he knocked me out. So I'm going to fall on my back, and then Fedor's going to jump in my guard to finish me, and then I'm going to submit him. And it worked. It was like one of the most brilliant game plans. Unfortunately, you can only do that game plan... Here's the thing. Okay, this is the big mistake he made, okay? Nobody knew that was his game plan. It just happened that way, right? And everyone just thought, oh, my God, Fedor knocked him silly and all this. And then later, Werdum was telling people, I did that on purpose. He didn't really hit me that hard. So Overeem goes into this fight with that knowledge. So every time Overeem taps this guy, he's on his back like he's been knocked down, even though he's not even hurt. And Overeem knows enough, hey, he ain't hurt. I'm not going to the ground with this guy because Werdum is really great with submissions, and I don't want to do that. So the thing is he never should have told people his little gimmick, because now that he's told people, no one's going to fall for it again.
Okay. Fabrice Werdum, 14-5-1, taking on Roy Nelson. Roy, the formerly Big Country Nelson, 16-6. How much weight has he lost, or has he really just got himself in shape? What's the story on that?
I think he's about down 16 pounds from the last time. He's in better shape than he's been before. He needs to be in this fight. This is an interesting fight. I mean, Werdum is the better all-around fighter, but the way they match up, I actually think Nelson's got a good shot at winning, because I don't know that Werdum can take him down. If Werdum gets him down, I don't know. Roy's really good with jiu-jitsu. He ain't as good as Werdum, but he's really good, and I think good enough that where he's not going to get submitted on the ground. Standing, I think that Roy's got good takedown defense, and I don't think that his striking is technically any better than Werdum, but he hits much harder. So I think that if they're out there and they're trading, there's a real good chance that Roy's going to finally hit him and hurt him. I give Roy the edge. I think that when it comes to a battle of takedowns, I think that Roy's defensive wrestling should be good enough to keep Werdum from taking him down. So I look at this with Roy possibly getting a TKO or possibly getting a decision and hurting Werdum on the stand-up. But it's another one that can go either way.
Dave Meltzer is our guest, folks, of TheWrestlingObserver.com. Of course, you can go to that website and check out his weekly newsletter. It's got about 50,000 words in it. The double issue came out a couple of weeks ago. That took me twice as much to read. I want to tell you, Dave, it occupied about 5 straight hours of my time, and my semi-ex-girlfriend anyway, she was saying to me, what are you doing, you're still reading? Well, you know, it's the newsletter, it's my Bible, I've got to read this. But it was like 5 hours of action-packed reading. And the fighter of the year. Who was the fighter of the year in your mind?
Fighter of the year, as far as best fighter last year, you got to go with John Jones. As far as most valuable, it's still GSP because GSP is the money guy, you know. So yeah, that's what I would go with.
Okay, back to tonight's card. A guy that I sort of fell in love with because I saw him on the TMZ gossip TV show, reality show, call it what you want, but he was hanging out, coming out of some club in L.A. His name is Josh Koscheck, 16-5. Of course, I think he's lost twice to Georges St. Pierre, so he's not able to win the championship. But tonight he's taking on Mike Pierce, 13-4. Is Mike Pierce in over his head here?
I don't think so, but I do favor Koscheck. I see this as a fight that Koscheck is the better wrestler, and I think that Koscheck has more knockout power. But Koscheck also gets careless sometimes with his stand-up and gets caught because of that. So if he's careful, he should win a decision. If he's swinging for the fences, he could get caught with a counter and get hurt. So it's an interesting fight. I think Pierce is going to give him a big fight though.
10 p.m. Eastern time was when the pay-per-view starts, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Ricky's Sports Theater over in San Leandro, California. It's on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple blocks off East 14th Street and just a few blocks from the San Leandro BART station. They will be showing the fight, of course, and Ricky is available at rickys.com for further information. But Ricky's my man, Ricky Ricardo. The guy's name is Ricky Ricardo, much like the old Lucy guy. Is that a trip or what?
That's his real name.
That's his real name.
God, Vince McMahon would love to hire him.
I don't know. Vince McMahon, never been one of my favorite guys. How's the world of World Wrestling Entertainment doing money-wise?
Money-wise, they're doing fine. You know, I mean, until they start the network, they're going to do fine. The network's going to be a big risk. But as far as their, you know, weekly business and everything like that, you know, they got a good, they're a very well-run business in the sense that they got a lot of different revenue streams. So if like one is, you know, all of their revenue streams, or not all of them, but most of them are actually, you know, on the decline. Mm-hmm. But they've got, you know, the one thing that's really keeping them going is international television sales. And as long as that stays strong, they just sell their product into new markets and, you know, they make a little bit in each market. And there's a lot of markets. And so that's really the key to their survival, and that's where they're ahead of UFC is international television sales.
Question for Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer newsletter: what is SOPA? SOPA?
Stop Online Piracy Act.
Okay, talk to me about that.
You know, it's very confusing, but you know the NFL and UFC and WWE and movie producers and everything. I mean, the thing that they're just going crazy about is that they're selling goods and people can go online on these sites and get them for free. And some of those people who like do it, like charge advertising on their site. So they're making money without paying rights fees. And this is the thing, you know, like I talked about, like how WWE is being saved by international rights fees. Well, if something happens where these TV stations in let's just say in England just go like, you know, we're paying millions of dollars to get exclusive WWE, and all these people are going on the internet and watching it for free before we can broadcast it. When that becomes an issue, to their thing. And with UFC, the big one is that you can watch. People will stream the pay-per-views for free and not pay the $44.95, and you know that costs them on their bottom line. So they're strongly against strengthening the laws. You know, and then this is a pretty strong law, and it ended up falling through because of so much protesting. There's going to be, you know, if this is going to be like a never-ending battle, I almost see it like the war on drugs, you know, where
nobody wins.
No one's going to, in the long run. I mean, how can you? Because for everyone you stop, 10 more pop up. It's like a whack-a-mole game. You know, it's like UFC hires all these people to police these sites. You know, tonight, you know, they're going to have people like policing the sites, trying to find illegal streams. They'll shut them down. Someone else will start them up. You know, it's just a very difficult game, and you know, I think it drives like Lorenzo Fertitta and Dana White crazy because as their pay-per-view numbers decline and the use of illegal streams to watch their pay-per-views increase, I can see it. You know, and you know, the one that I think gets them the most is when this happens, and then people complain about them not paying their fighters enough because most of their fighters, they're top fighters, not the rank and file, but your main, your guys like tonight, like when Diaz. I mean, when people go, like, go, how much is Diaz going to make? And it's like, it depends on how many pay-per-views. He's tied into a percentage of the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And if a ton of people watch it for free, he gets no money from that. Diaz does. And the irony is that the people who complain that Dana doesn't pay his fighters enough are usually the people who steal the pay-per-view.
Okay, well, look at it from my point of view, or from the point of view of the viewer for a second. People in Chile don't have to watch the fight on pay-per-view. They get to watch it on regular TV.
Yes, you're right. A lot of countries don't have pay-per-view.
Okay, so if they don't have pay-per-view and we watch a feed from Chile, why should that be illegal?
I actually believe that people should be able to have control of their own content because they're getting paid by a Chilean television station for the Chilean market.
Okay.
If you go with that thing, what happens is that the TV station in Chile that pays for this is just going like, why are we paying for this if people are, you know, able to watch it for free somewhere else? You know, I mean, what's the right, you know, because UFC is getting paid by the station for the market, not for the world market. If it was the world market, the price would be different.
Okay, good point. All right, I saw Dave Bautista's movie a few weeks ago. I think it was House of the Rising Sun, this and that. I thought he did a hell of a job. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see. Is that the one with Kung Lee?
I'm not sure if Kung Lee was in it. I don't think he was in it. He played some ex-cop that got convicted of something and got out of prison and shot a couple of people, this and that. But I'm telling you, Dave Bautista's a pretty damn good actor.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, he's a nice guy. I saw him act in wrestling, and when he started, he wasn't very good, and when he finished, he was really good. I mean, really, really good. It was almost a shame he left when he did, because I think he was really – it really clicked for him the last couple of years that he was there to where – he had gotten good, and the funniest thing is that his best stuff at the end, because he was leaving, which was kind of like he was doing what he wanted to do, was the stuff that he got yelled at the most for. I mean, he told me a story on an interview he did, which I remember as being like probably the best interview I ever did, and I got yelled at on that one because I guess it wasn't what the company wanted. So, you know, they're very controlling over there. I mean,
oh, no, Vince McMahon, a controlling guy, you got to be kidding. One question off the sport of MMA. Is Andre Berto. He tore a bicep this week, and I read a quote from you out of, I think, steroids.com or something like that, that torn biceps are more likely to occur with guys who use steroids than guys that don't use steroids. Is that true?
More likely, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you hear about a torn biceps, I have seen guys off steroids get torn biceps. Now, when you're talking about a torn quad, a torn ab, torn triceps, to me, when you hear about those injuries, I mean, that's a red flag to me. Torn biceps is a possibility, but I know people who, you know, the biceps can tear because it's a small muscle that you put a lot of pressure on, even if you're not doing steroids, but I don't know if I've ever heard, I'm sure there are medical examples, but boy, every time I ever hear about someone with a torn ab, a torn tricep, or a torn quad, I always think of steroids. When I hear about a torn hamstring, no, that's not it. Because guys have gotten torn hamstrings in football since the beginning of time.
Yep.
But you never heard of torn abs and torn quads and torn triceps in football until the steroid era.
The Wrestling Observer Radio Show, folks, airs on Sirius Radio, the Sports Byline Radio Network, of course, on the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, each Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. My man started this show. I'm talking about the great Dave Meltzer. And Dave, what can I say? You are the genius, and when it comes to MMA writing, you're the most prolific writer probably in the history of the sport. I thank you for your time. I know your time is valuable, and I truly treasure being a friend of yours. I thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, Pedro. Anytime. And thanks for those nice words.
All the best to you, man. Dave Meltzer of the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Mighty Horns, the Tower of Power, take us to the break.
Sure will not be cool. It's a
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade: precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Bump City there, folks, from the Bump City album, the second Tower of Power album, circa 1972, Rick Stevens on lead. You strike my main nerve. Yeah, my main nerve is being struck right now, of course, by UFC 143 tonight. Nick Diaz and Carlos Condit in the main event. I think it'll be a great fight. That's 10 p.m. Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time on pay-per-view. I'll probably be over at Ricky Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. The fight starts at 4 o'clock on Facebook. At 5 o'clock, they go to FX. At 7 o'clock, it's all Pacific times. 7 o'clock Pacific time, of course, they go live on pay-per-view. So that's UFC 143 tonight. Well, time to wrap things up. I want to thank my guest, Matt All Meat Grizzle. No grizzle to that guy. He's all meat, folks. Former jiu-jitsu expert, of course. Currently still a jiu-jitsu expert, practicing jiu-jitsu artist. I want to thank the greatest writer, I think, in the history of everything, Dave Meltzer. I love him. I love him. You got to read his newsletter. Go to WrestlingObserver.com. Get that newsletter. Once you get it, you're hooked. It's like heroin in print, folks. No question about it. I want to thank my great producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank the network. I want to thank my lovely listeners out there, of course, week in, week out, supporting me now for 27-plus years. I want to say hi to Ray. I want to say hello to my lovely Auntie Julie, my Aunt Tootsie. My Uncle Powell is not feeling well. My Uncle Loeb's not feeling well. So as my family declines in health, I realize that nobody's immortal, folks. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget my website, ringtalk, RINGTALK.com.